Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit aaccfoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Zach Clinton.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I'm Zach Clinton, and I just wanted to jump in to say that today's program is going to be powerful because my guest today is Miss Donna Gibbs. Donna helped many people overcome life's toughest challenges through her counseling practice. She's also walked through darkness and loss in her own life. As you're about to hear, Donna provides a deeper understanding of what it means to live free in Christ and explains how to gather the truth from God's Word to harness the strength to rise above life's biggest setbacks and obstacles. And to do it all with hope, to truly know hope, is to know Jesus. I cannot think of a better topic for you today, my friend, as we begin our week together. So let's go ahead and let's go there now. Today we'll be discussing her newest book, Bounce, a 60-day devotional where she shares the truth from God's Word that helped her bounce back and wants to share that message with others to help them, including you, build resilience in your own life. So with that being said, let's welcome our guest, author, speaker, and licensed professional counselor, Miss Donna Gibbs. Miss Donna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Zach. It's really an honor.
I'm so excited just to sit down with you and to unpack a message of hope that God has placed on your heart for such a time as this. God has been moving. He's been stirring in the hearts of so many. He's done great things. But something up front I want to touch on, which is so exciting. We announced it really from stage a lot here. Jennifer Sisney Ehlers, she has been like the heartbeat behind all of this, but she has gotten our AACC publishing off the ground. And we've done a lot of workbooks on several topics to really help counselors and people helpers use within the therapeutic setting. We are so excited about this. As we begin, Miss Donna, what's at the heart of this book and what do you want every reader to walk away with?
Yeah, well, hope. Hope is what we desire every reader to walk away with. And it is at the heart of it. Jesus is our hope. That no hope is a person that we are hoping to know. But at the heart of this, when I think back to, you know, kind of where all of this came from, as someone leading a practice in a mental health crisis at the time, and now as Dr. Tim Clinton references it as a mental health disaster, I've been doing this work nearly 25 years. Right. I've never seen a time like we're in now. And I just felt God impressing me to continue to provide resources that help more than one person at a time. And that give people just really practical tools, but most importantly, leading them to Him. He is the foundation of our resilience. So that is the core. And that is where our hope is. But there's a lot of really, really practical stuff there too.
Well, I just wanted to thank you as somebody that is newer to the profession, but somebody that gets the opportunity of counseling. I've been doing it for the last couple of years. Someone like you who has so much experience, I'm so thankful for your commitment and your obedience to the Lord as you have stewarded the gifts that He has entrusted you with. It really is a beautiful thing to see. You know, you talk about the word resilience. It's something that you and I are both very passionate about.
Right.
I've done a lot of research on the topic myself. And in doing that research, I've recognized, although there's no concrete definition for the word word, there seems to be a common theme, which is positive adaptation in the presence of adversity. Mm-hmm. Donna, in all of your research on the word, but also just on the topic of resilience, what have you found and how important is it?
Yeah, I really think I'm very concrete, simple-minded things. Yep. And as I'm communicating with clients, I find that that's best. Like, so what does resilience really mean in just a really practical way? I think we have a tendency to overthink it, overcomplicate it. Yep. I think it really just means moving through your struggle, moving through your trial, not getting stuck. Mm. And that's as simple and as difficult as what I just said. And so over the years, I have been doing this a long, long time. My work with clients has kind of morphed into working primarily with clients who have experienced significant amounts of trauma, unthinkable tragedies, things that you kind of wonder sometimes, how can they survive that?
Right.
And I've noticed that there is a difference in the rhythm of those who are resilient, who do continue to move along in the rawness and the messiness of their pain, versus those who get stuck, those who I think invite a lot of unnecessary suffering on top of the struggle they're already facing and don't have that resilience. So in Bounce, we are very, very strategically planting some seeds of tools, of ways of adapting that mindset so that they can continue to move through and not get stuck.
I love that. As you mentioned, I believe that resilience it's kind of twofold. It's internal, but it's also external. To begin with the internal aspect though, I believe it's a mindset. You just said that word, right? Mm-hmm. When I think of mindset, I think of perspective. Mm-hmm. And being somebody that has walked along a lot of people, how do we help them like change and begin to adapt into a perspective that fuels a life of resiliency rather than living in a life of fear and despair?
Yeah, you know, again, it's some of that's very simple too. Yeah. Thoughts matter.
Yes,
you know, that internal dialogue, I call it the most important conversation no one ever heard, because we may or may not say it out loud.
That's right.
But that internal narrative regarding ourselves, regarding our circumstance, regarding our God, that internal narrative is the most influential factor in so much of our life, but including how we navigate these trials and traumas and tragedies, or just a disappointing day, you know? And even when I think of that internal piece, I think of resilience a little differently than a lot of people do. A lot of people use the word bounce back.
Yep.
I don't use that phrase.
Yeah, I'm glad you don't. I don't either.
You know, because we are not like a rubber band that just snaps and can just go back into place like nothing ever happened. That's just not how it works. But if we have that internal mindset that I've just got to get back to how things were, I just need to achieve homeostasis, then we're going to get stuck.
Yes, we are.
Because there's some things we can't ever return to.
Right.
It's too late.
Right.
And there's some things we would never want to return to.
Yeah.
So I also think just shifting that focus to bouncing forward. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 43:16-18. The Lord's speaking and he says, forget the former things. Yeah. See, I am doing a new thing. And he goes on to describe what sounds like the impossible streams in the desert. And he says, but are you going to miss it, basically? Do you not perceive it? Are you going to miss it? And again, I think if we just simplify things and know, yes, there are some hurts and struggles of life. And rather than just trying to keep going back to the way things were and having to use some really horrific coping skills to do that.
Yes.
If we can just move through day by day, having a rhythm, I talk about a rhythm of resilience.
That's right.
Moving forward, bouncing forward. So it's less like a rubber band and more like a bouncy ball.
That's great. I love that, because what I was going to go to after that mindset was that it's a recovery process, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just something that happens in the snap of a finger. Like we've talked about, we can have the perspective, but I love that you had, it's the bouncy ball that's not just bouncing straight back, because when there's a lot of trauma and tragedy, the language needs to shift from bouncing back to just simply coming back, doing something to engage in that process. Mm-hmm. What do you do with clients when maybe they're going through the ringer, they're going through a tough time? What are some strategies or some tips and tactics you would give somebody in that position to begin to embrace the process with perseverance for the road ahead?
Yeah, I think the first thing we do is just normalizing.
Yeah.
You know, we live in this culture of comforts. If you just explore our economy, how much of that is focused on ease and comfort? Right. So we hardly know how to respond when something hard comes our way or when we're wrestling. We don't know how to respond to a neighbor who is in that same situation just because it's easier for us to deal in the comforts. And so I think just normalizing some of that, being present, and then exploring, okay, well, what coping skills are you using? Are you using the things to try to help you numb this? Right. Are you using the things to try to help you escape this or to have a high through this? Or are you using some of the tools that are gonna help you move through? Mm. And it's messy. And we don't have a lot of tolerance for that messiness.
Right.
But as we move through, we increase our tolerance of that distress. And that is also why we end up at a place that is different. Mm. As we bounce forward, but oftentimes so beautifully better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Change can be difficult, but yet change can also be beautiful. It can be something that's really, really good. And I believe that God loves to use painful situations and he loves to produce things within us in the midst of our pain, right? That's scriptural. It's found all over scripture, how God finds and he creates beauty from the ashes.
He does.
He does indeed. As we talked about that internal piece though, as we transition into the external. Mm-hmm. I believe that our environment is what often shapes our experiences, right? And that we have to take pride in who we're spending time with, because a lot of times we can find ourselves in trouble because misery loves company, right? So how do we be able to fuel that external peace, and why are relationships so significant in the formation and cultivation of resilience?
Yeah, I mean, you just look at Job. What was it, the first week or so? He had some great buddies. They just had a ministry of presence with him. They didn't say a word. Right. And so who are the people in your life who are just willing to be with you in the messiness that can, they can handle it, you know? But it's also important for us to notice, okay, examine those relationships. Do I have some difficult relationships? Do I have some destructive relationships?
Right.
Who are the people, though, who I want to be like, I want to navigate pain like I've seen them navigate pain, then let me draw near. Because as you draw near someone who has navigated pain with the comfort of God, you're going to draw near to God through them. And there is a contagion effect. Misery loves company.
Yeah.
There is a contagion effect. We will become, we will navigate trials like the people closest in our life. And so I think just being aware of that. As I talk about a rhythm of resilience, I talk about taking an audit. Oftentimes, just taking an audit in all of these aspects of our life, physically, emotionally, mentally, relationally, that's what we're talking about, spiritually, all of those things, but taking an audit, not just automatically moving through and thinking, I want to move through this thing in a beautiful way. I don't want to get stuck. I do want to bounce forward. Who do I need in my life?
That's right. Something I love about this is that this is a devotional. This has Christ at the center of it all. Ma'am, something that I always love to do as well is to kind of dive into the backwater of really what it was that sparked this within you. There have been, I'm sure there have been moments of despair, of challenge, and of difficulty. I think of my dad's quote just the other night as his opening remarks at our AACC World Conference, where he said that it was hope that is the key that bridges the gap between despair and resilience. What are some of maybe those moments of despair in your own life that have maybe sparked the message behind this book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny you ask that, because I sat here in Nashville with some of the counselors from our team last night, and they were inquiring a little bit more about this one piece of my story. And so we sat around the table just reflecting on all that God did in a really, really challenging moment in my life. I remember the first day of what ended up being a 3-month hospital stay, the physical challenge of my life. And my physician coming to my bedside, laying out, here's what's happening. Here's our concerns. Here's the prognosis. And he looked at me because he knows what I do for a living. And he looked at me lovingly, somberly. Yeah. And he said, Donna, I need you to use every tool you have ever taught another person. Wow. Because if you don't, and you get depressed, this is not going to end well. Yeah. And he said, our best case scenario is that you're here for a long, long time. Mm. But if you get depressed, you're not going to be here for a long time. And I took that to heart. I had a lot of people holding hope for me in that moment. As we talk about people around you, I had a circle of people. I literally had a box at the end of my bed because gifts is my love language. Yeah. And so I had a circle of people who were giving me a gift every day, and they just kept filling that box back up. But it reminds me that of the importance of resilience. It reminds me of the importance of hope. My hope was not in the physician. My hope was not certainly in my body or anything I did. I had no control over anything that was happening. Mm. But I've never, ever experienced the feeling of the Holy Spirit like I did in those times. Wow. But also his reminder that I had to keep doing my part. Yeah. I had to use my tools. I had to discern then, do I really believe all that I've said I believe? Do I really believe the scriptures? Do I really believe that Jesus is who he says he is? Do I really believe these tools that I teach people every day about resilience? Yeah. And so it did end well. And it was just a career changing experience for me too, because as a counselor, if I experience something for that duration where I have no control, I don't have to worry about when I walk into that counseling room with someone. I don't have to be in control of that. I'm just handing off to them what he has handed me. And so that devotional there is full of tools that I used in that season, tools that I am handing to other people, and again, hope, just handing off some hope, because we've got extra to spare.
We have extra to spare. Ms. Donna, thank you for that vulnerability and sharing that story and maybe a very difficult and deep and dark moment in your life, but I'm so thankful that God produced so many skills and tools that you were able to put into book form for us. I'm interested for the listener out there who maybe doesn't feel the most resilient, and maybe they feel like they're struggling, maybe just struggling to even get back up. What are some of the tools that you would just share with them in this moment, some practical first steps to begin walking and forming that life of resilience starting today?
Yeah. I mean, one simple thing, this is so simple, is just asking yourself if you're safe. Am I safe? And that sounds like an odd thing to ask, but oftentimes our brains and our bodies operate as if we are in an emergency. And so our nervous system is all wrecked and we don't make the best decisions in those moments. Our emotions are off the rails. And so just asking yourself, am I safe? Asking yourself, what coping skills am I using right now? Am I grabbing the carbs and the sugars? Am I grabbing the alcohol? Very effective numbing agent and a depressant. You know, am I leaning on pornography? What are the things that I'm reaching towards to help me cope? And then something that I have to do often, and that I guide my clients in my sessions to do when we hit a moment like that, being able to say, breathe. Am I safe? Probably I am. If I'm sitting in a room with you, I'm probably safe. And then, God, will you please just speak to this situation? And just staying there for a moment. And he's going to be faithful. We may not hear a voice, but if we are seeking him, we're going to experience the resting of the Holy Spirit that calms the whole body, that calms everything. And that's where hope starts, right?
That's exactly where
and we can experience that in a physical sense, not just a spiritual sense, but also emotionally and physically. And then we just do the next thing, just doing the the next thing, which is, again, why this isn't a 60-day thing that, that's okay, right. You don't bite all this off at one time.
Yeah.
We're just doing little bits, just a little bit at a time, mm-hmm. and then we do the next thing.
That's right. It's that process.
Yes.
And something that, you know, I love just about this book, about our conversation, right, about understanding that hope is a person,
yes.
is just being able then to recognize that it's hope that helps us determine our future. Hope is what changes our perspective. Hope is what fuels and ignites our perseverance. Hope is what stokes the fire within us to build and to foster and to fan the flame of resilience in our daily lives. Miss Donna, how we always like to close mm-hmm. our time together mm-hmm. is by leaving the mic open for our guests to just share a pressing word that God has placed on their heart for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. So to the person today that I would really like you to talk to is they're struggling. They're mm-hmm. sucking wind. Their back's pressed up against yeah. the wall. There's a lot of pressure. They're suffering. Mm-hmm. What's the word of hope, encouragement, and motivation that you want to leave that person with today?
Yeah. First, just to normalize it. Of course you are. Yeah. In the last few years, I've not met a person who hasn't had some distress, who hasn't wrestled with some mental health symptoms and some challenges. And so, of course, you're going through some seasons that are difficult. Also, just resting, there is hope. And holding on, just pressing on day by day, looking for what God is doing in your struggle. And I've certainly learned that in my life, that He will be faithful to show up. I just have to keep focusing on what do I know that I know that I know, even in times of uncertainty.
Yeah.
What is it that I know that I know that I know about His character and who He is? And I keep moving, just keep moving. But knowing you're not alone.
That's right. You're not alone. And even in the midst of God's processes, we can hold fast to His promises. Miss Donna, where can people go to find more out about you and about this incredible resource to even purchase this brand new 60-day mm-hmm. devotional titled Bounce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now you can find that on the website for the American Association of Christian Counselors, which is aacc.net. And then you want to /store. Mm. And this will be the first resource there on that page.
Go to aacc.net/store. The first book on there will be Bounce, a 60-day devotional to jumpstart your resilience by Donna Gibbs. It is an incredible resource. It's invaluable. I just thank you so much for sharing the message that God has placed on your heart for such a time as this. And also for being here at this event, for stewarding the platform that God has blessed you with, and for joining me on our conversation today.
Awesome. Thank you, Zach.
Well, my friends, that was Donna Gibbs, counselor, resiliency expert, and author here at AACC Publishing. I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. And remember, her book is titled Bounce, a 60-day devotional to jumpstart your resilience. Go to AACC Bookstore to get your copy today. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can connect with me at zachclinton.com. Until next time, my friends, stay blessed.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.